year. We can always do with more. And as much as we're all donut lovers, many of us are cheese lovers too. And did you know that Sunday is National Cheese Day? Shanti Apello is a registered dietitian with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and joins us frequently here on our show on our favorite food topics. And she's with us to talk about, well, cheese this morning on WKZO. Cheese, it's good to see you this morning.
Oh, cheese, yeah. I think this is one worth celebrating.
But when it comes to
cheese, it can be a little tricky because, you know, it's a source of saturated fat and sodium, but it also does have a lot of nutrients to offer, and it's something that we as Americans eat in our diet quite often.
Well, we probably don't think much about that because we eat a lot of cheese, don't we?
Yes. Yes, that's definitely true. And what Americans find as their favorite cheese is going to be the top cheddar cheese, followed by American cheese and then mozzarella. So those are our top favorites. Now, when it comes to nutrients of some of those, the one that has the most calcium, which is what we think of that bone strengthening mineral and is good for, you know, maintaining your heart health and things like that, American cheese takes the first spot on that one.
Huh.
In terms of some other nutrients, the one with the most protein that you want to look out for is going to be mozzarella and Swiss. It's got 8 grams in just 1 ounce. So that's pretty impressive and something that we can think about when we're consuming cheese because oftentimes we want it to provide that satiety, right, that fullness.
Well, it's good to know that the most popular cheeses are actually pretty good.
Yeah, so there is, of course, the sodium and the saturated fat component,
you had to bring that up, didn't you?
I know. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we'll switch it into a positive here in a moment. But just with that cheese, you know, we want to limit it to about 1 ounce, which is the size of your thumb, if it's a hard cheese, but you know, if you're doing it sliced, to opt for thin sliced. It is something that, you know, still offers that meltiness when you put it on a sandwich or even shave it or cut into thin slices just to get more enjoyment out of it. But yeah, to the good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the ones that are really low in sodium are going to be mozzarella and goat cheese, the softer cheeses generally. So if you're someone who is watching your salt, those are going to be good options. And then I also have some cheese pairings that we can consider. What tastes best with our favorite cheeses?
Okay.
All right. So, you know, I mentioned cheddar cheese is the number one cheese in America. And so this one tastes great with a grainy mustard and cornichon. Actually, you know what? I Googled how to pronounce this so many times, but we're just going to hope for the best there.
what is that, by the way?
It's those little pickles.
Oh, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cornichon.
No idea. No idea.
Derived from a French word, which I completely butchered, but it tastes great with the cheddar and the grainy mustard. And then the next one I have is a goat cheese pairing. So goat cheese, because it's that soft, it's got some acidity to it, it goes really well with sweet stuff. So think pairing it with strawberries and some balsamic reduction. It'll add quite a nice pop, and you can serve it on a cracker or even, honestly, by itself. It's really good.
And blue cheese, what's with blue cheese? And I can't eat things that are blue.
Are you a blue cheese fan?
I am not a blue cheese fan. I like blue M&Ms, but you know, blue cheese, I just that's one I can't get into.
Right. No, I think a lot of people share that sentiment. It's that, you know, sharp, salty flavor. But what makes it that blue color is an edible mold. So it's made with cultures of that. So that's what it kind of gives those spots or kind of veins whenever you see that blue cheese. But if you are a blue cheese fan, things that taste really well is going to be something sweet to kind of cut that those flavors that contribute to that, you know, blueness, if you will. So pear and a little bit of honey tastes great with that.
Well, you know, even though I'm not a blue cheese lover, the thing about cheese is there's so many different varieties of it. I mean, have you seen the cheese section in the local grocery store? It's huge.
Right?
There's a lot going on in the cheese area.
Yes, definitely. And now that it is summer, you know, if you go to the farmer's market, definitely something to take advantage of and support our local farmers and finding some local cheeses to us here in Michigan.
Oh, that's a great idea. And the farmer's markets will be going great guns tomorrow. So check those out and check out your favorite cheeses for National Cheese Day coming up on Sunday. And Shawnee, you have more cheese ideas to share on your website.
Yes, and a lot more cheesy jokes as well. We've got them all on a healthiermichigan.org.
I got a million of them. Cheese jokes, that is, not necessarily cheese. Shawnee Appello has been our guest, registered dietitian with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, joins us frequently to talk about food topics like cheese and other things. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.